Now, it's been a tough year for Baltimore Orioles fans. The team lost 19 straight games, but finally got out of their slump when they beat the LA Angels last week. Slumps happen. They happen in baseball and other sports, but they can also happen on the individual level with folks falling into their own ruts. Maybe it's with your own job, your relationships, or just your overall satisfaction with how your life is going. Might even happen with totally mundane stuff, like making the same few meals all the time. In some cases, these funks can actually be a serious problem. Our next guest is here to tell us more about what's happening when you're in a slump, when a rut may be more serious, and how to break the cycle. And you can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. Are you stuck in some kind of rut right now? What have you done to snap out of it? Has the pandemic made it more easy to fall into a rut? What questions do you have about getting out of one? Call in now, 800-642-1234. Again, that's 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. Arianna Gallagher is a licensed independent social worker. She's also the associate director of the Star Trauma Recovery Center, as well as the partial hospitalization and intensive outpatient programs at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. Arianna, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So we all talk about, oh, I'm in a rut, I'm in a slump. You know, can you just define really what that is for people?
Well, you know, when people describe being stuck in a rut, it's really just responding to an emotion of boredom that results from maybe too much repetition in your routine or attending to too many items that are more on the to-do list and not bringing a lot of joy or fulfillment in your life. And so people talk about feeling stuck in a rut when there's not enough variety and not enough moments of joy throughout the day.
So, you know, we talk a lot about the importance of having a routine. How is that different than a rut?
Well, a routine brings some structure to your day and helps you stay organized. But a rut sort of results when you're just sort of going through the motions and there's not really a lot of connection to meaning or purpose.
And in your experience, you know, ruts happen, but when do they become serious?
Well, I think it becomes more serious when you start to experience other emotions, when you start to get apathetic about your life overall. Some people experience some anxiety or depression related to feeling like they're not fulfilled in their lives. So it starts to become a problem when those emotions start to build up to more unmanageable levels.
We are talking to Arianna Gallagher right now. She's a licensed independent social worker. She also works at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. And we're talking about getting into a rut and how we can recognize it and how we can get out of it. And you can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. Again, that line is 800-642-1234. So we've talked a little bit about a routine and how that gives you structure, but how a rut can sometimes just be you're doing the same thing over and over again, and that can lead to, you know, some negative feelings, maybe anxiety or depression. You know, what are some initial first steps that people can take to kind of get out of the rut, get out of their own heads, as it were?
Well, you know, I think one of the first items to attend to when you think you might be stuck in a rut is just to kind of sit with it for a moment and evaluate the nature of your boredom. You know, are you in a temporary situation that sort of calls for this trudge, for lack of a better word? You know, sometimes we have, you know, moments in our lives where we're not maybe doing exactly what we want to be doing, but that routine is necessary to get us to where we actually want to be. So kind of sitting with the nature of the rut and figuring out, is this something that I actually need to make some kind of change around, or is this a temporary situation that I'm working toward a better outcome? And I think just being able to notice what might bring just a little bit of spice to your life. You know, we can change just one little thing and have that make a big impact. So you don't have to completely, you know, get rid of every single part of your structure and routine if you feel like you're stuck in a rut. Sometimes making just some small course corrections or introducing just a little bit of variety can really impact things in a positive direction.
So, you know, everyone's experience with a rut is going to be different. What are some of those little steps, maybe those little spices that people can add to, you know, kind of change their thinking on their situation?
Well, you know, one of the tools that I find really helpful when you're trying to figure out how to get out of a rut is to use something we call the 15-minute rule, which is just to challenge yourself to step outside of your routine for 15 minutes. Just come up with one thing that would be something different for you to do and a little bit of different way of spending your energy, and commit to that change for just 15 minutes. And then you kind of reevaluate at the end of that 15 minutes. Is this something I want to keep doing, or do I want to go back to my regular routine? And at that point, you have permission to stop without guilt, but at least you tried something new. It kind of gives you the opportunity to dip your toe in the water without too much commitment.
So, Saturday night, huh?
Saturday night. This is sweet.
It do not get better than this.
It do not. So is this just a phase, or is this pretty much it for us?
For fans of the show King of Queens, that probably sounds familiar. That's Doug and Carrie Heffernan spending another night sitting on the couch in front of the TV. You also might recognize yourself in that sometimes. This is Central Time. I'm J. Carlisle Larson. We are talking about getting ourselves out of slumps and back on track. This is pegged to the Baltimore Orioles. They recently lost 19 games in a row until they beat the LA Angels last week. And, you know, that's why we're talking about it. We've all been there, even if we're not on an MLB team. Our guest right now is Ariana Gallagher. She's a licensed independent social worker. She's also the associate director of the Star Trauma Recovery Center, as well as the Partial Hospitalization and Intensive Outpatient Programs at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. And we are taking your calls right now at 800-642-1234. You can let us know if you're currently in a rut, if you've gotten out of a rut, and what worked for you. Call in now, 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. Now, Ariana, as we just heard that clip, there were two people effectively in what we might call a rut. So it's not just an individual that might be going through it, but you can have maybe groups, maybe couples. How do you address a rut when it's with someone else?
I mean, that's a great question. You know, sometimes we do fall into patterns with other people in our lives that we need to sort of reevaluate. Is this how we want to continue to exist, or do we need to make some changes? And so I think the first step when you feel like you're stuck in a rut with another person is to have a conversation about it. You know, often one of the things that keeps people from being able to communicate about this experience is fear that they're the only one going through it. And sometimes just saying it out loud, like, gosh, I feel like we're kind of stuck in a rut, there's kind of relief on the other end of that conversation, because, gosh, that other person was probably feeling it too, or at least feeling some kind of tension. So being able to just broach the topic in the first place is a really good first step to figuring out, you know, what do we need to do? How can we change this? What actually needs to change in order for us to feel better?
Now, Arianna, I want to go to one of our callers right now. We have Tom in La Crescent, Minnesota. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
What's your question?
It's more of a comment. Okay, I have a cousin who just the other day, we talked about this, he was stuck in a rut. Well, I have two family members, he's one of them, who are so addicted to their social media. They stay up late at night, you know, on Facebook, all day long. They're so, you know, they'll post something on Facebook, wait for a response so they can respond to that. And they just all day long, the addiction to that social media does not allow them to get anything done. And then they're almost depressed or sad because at the end of the day, they didn't get anything done because of that. And I want to comment how much, or I'm just curious what you think about the addiction to social media, because I'm retired and he's retired. And I see so many people today that they can't live their life because it involves getting away from that telephone. And I'll take my comment off the air. And I just wanted to share that.
Tom, thank you so much for that. We have social media now. People find that they use it a lot. There have been some studies done that we get a little bit of a serotonin hit when we see that we have a notification on social media. How does social media, I guess, exacerbate when you get into a rut, or can it put you further into a rut?
Yeah, I think social media is emerging as more and more of a double-edged sword in our society. It for some people and in certain circumstances, it can really serve to form a sense of community and bring people together. But just like anything, you know, we have to moderate. And so sometimes making an intentional, conscious decision to set some limits is really important, especially if you're trying to get out of a rut. So, you know, being able to first recognize that, gosh, I'm spending a lot of time on this device, on this app, and kind of evaluating for yourself, what are the pros and cons of continuing to spend this amount of time? So it doesn't have to be an all or nothing equation. We can take a look at, you know, what is an appropriate or healthy amount of time for me to spend on this versus doing other things. And then it's about doing that hard work of setting up those guardrails so that you're not continuing to indulge and indulge and indulge and have it sort of overtake your life, which is sort of what that what our caller was describing, where we're just spending so much time that it's hard to get anything else accomplished.
And I want to go back to something else that Tom just said, which stood out to me, which is that he was having a conversation with his cousin. His cousin was saying that he was in a slump. For people that you know, might notice that a relative or a friend is maybe in a rut, kind of doing the same thing, seems as though they're not happy with that same thing, how can people maybe broach that conversation with someone that they think might be in a rut?
Well, you know, I think it makes a difference how you approach the topic. I really counsel people to approach these conversations with empathy and compassion, sort of lead with that compassion and express concern. I think it also really helps if you're going to broach this topic with someone else to maybe offer some ideas of some other things that you'd be willing to do with this person to help them get out of the rut, you know? So, hey, you know, let's once a week, let's have a coffee date, or, you know, you and I need to get some cardio. Let's go to the park and take a walk, or, you know, have some suggestions, some ideas about how you might engage with this person and help them break out of that unhealthy routine.
We are talking to Arianna Gallagher right now. She is a licensed independent social worker. She's also the associate director of the STAR Trauma Recovery Center, as well as the Partial Hospitalization and Intensive Outpatient Programs at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. And we are talking about the feeling of being in a rut, how we can get out of it. And we're taking your calls right now at 800-642-1234. You can also email us, if that's easier, at ideas@wpr.org. So we are in this crazy time right now. We are in a pandemic. We have these cases that continue to climb. And really for the last year and a half, our normal routines got very much upended. So people now might find themselves in a little bit of a slump that they might not have necessarily expected prior to the pandemic. Have you been seeing, people talk to you about, you know, I'm having a really difficult time because I used to have a routine. Now I'm just maybe at home way more. What advice do you have for people who are kind of going through pandemic slumps right now?
Oh, absolutely. That's such an important topic. And you're right. A lot of people that used to have very healthy routines and a lot of variety throughout their day because of the pandemic have been forced into a very different structure. And so, you know, some of the things that can help if you're finding yourself kind of trapped within your own four walls and not having the same opportunities to socialize and get that variety throughout your day, it can help to actually write down a schedule for yourself, even if you're working from home or have some other circumstance that's keeping you inside and not able to socialize as much, you know, being able to sort of write down some ideas about how you might spend your day and build in some breaks so that you're not just toiling throughout the day. I think that's really important to sort of recreate some structure, even if the structure you're used to has been taken away.
Yeah, that sounds like really great advice for maybe a lot of people because, yeah, the routine of maybe even a commute for a lot of people, not everyone went away, certainly over the last, year and a half. Arianna, I want to go to our callers right now. Again, we have Levi in Janesville. Hi, Levi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What did you want to bring up, Levi?
I just wanted to go off of what the other caller just said. I'm a bit of a younger, from the younger generation, so I've only pretty much seen social media since I've touched the internet, and I think that taking a step away from the screen really does make an impact on your mental health and feeling like you can get out of that rut.
And Levi, have you found, from stepping away from the screen that you're able to maybe pursue other things, even if it's just for a short amount of time because your attention isn't just trapped on, you know, that Google search or something like that?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, Levi, thank you so much for that call. So Levi saying that he has taken some steps to kind of break away from, you know, looking at a screen, being able to pursue other things. So we're hearing a lot about screens in particular being, an issue. You know, is it easier said than done sometimes, given that for many workers, they have to look at a computer? And, you know, a lot of our recreation now is in front of a screen.
Yeah, that screen fatigue is real, and it is important to really build in some breaks throughout the day as much as possible to step away from the screen and engage with real life, even if it's just looking out your own window and not at a screen for a few minutes throughout the day. It's really, really important. You know, your eyes get tired, your brain isn't used to concentrating on screens quite like this, and we're used to engaging with people in person, and that is a different energy that you spend when you're actually face-to-face with someone instead of on a screen. And so it really is about sort of recalibrating the technology that we have to be able to stay connected and to be able to conduct work in a virtual format is remarkable. It's actual magic. And it comes with some consequences. So we are going to be in this period of sort of recalibrating our energy and trying to find the right balance with that. If you find that you used to engage with people a lot in person, but now it's all screen time, then you may have to take a step away from other forms of screen time to be able to rebalance your life. So if you're used to sort of unwinding after work by, you know, watching a TV show, it may be that you need to build in a little break before you would engage in that routine. You may need to, walk outside and breathe in some fresh air, or you may need to engage with someone in your household in person and have that little bit of a break between times when you're just going to be staring at a screen.
So we have about 30 seconds left. Arianna, is there any way we can prevent getting into a slump?
You know, I think just really being mindful about what your goals are and whether or not what you're currently doing is getting you closer to those goals or if it's keeping you further away from those goals. I think those are some of the first questions you can start to ask yourself to sort of prevent yourself from falling into those negative routines and slumps.
Arianna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Arianna Gallagher is a licensed independent social worker from the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. We talked with her today about how to get out of a rut.